Hello, Sunny16 hosts and listeners. My name is John Michael. I wanted to record a few little snippets about getting started with printing in the darkroom. I don't have any previous experience, so this will be just kind of a rambling log of what I try, what works, what doesn't work. So in this first little snippet, I want to talk about the stuff that I've got and how I want to get started. I have a bathroom with a window in it, and I am able to block off the light using some tinfoil and some foam board, which I very MacGyver-like tie on, and that does a good job of blocking out the light. A friend of mine had offered me an enlarger quite a while ago, and so I called her up and it was still around. So I have a Polish enlarger for 35mm film. She also had trays and tongs, the timer, a safe light, the easel for putting the paper and holding it in place. Basically everything you need except for chemistry. She also brought me a box full of boxes of old paper. There are 17 boxes of various different types of paper from various different years, quite a lot of old Orvo paper, some Agfa Brovia paper, some slightly newer Ilford paper. It's at least priced in euros and not Deutschmark, so it's a little bit newer, but also pretty old. A lot of the boxes were unopened, never used, and so I'm looking forward to trying them out. It should be interesting to see what they do. So yeah, except for chemistry, I have everything I need to get started and give it a try. Let's see what we can put together. To get started and try things out, I decided to use the chemistry that I have on hand, which is some Rodinol and some Adox Express Fixer and a water stop bath, just to try and see if I could get any images on some of this old paper. I set up the bathroom as a dark toilet, as you folks like to call it, with some boards on the bathtub as kind of a workbench, the trays with the developer, stop, and fixer there, and also the enlarger was also on the board on the bathtub. I picked a negative of the train station here in Germany where I live, because I think it has some nice whites and some darks in it, so I should be able to get an idea of the range of tones that come through, if anything at all. I couldn't wait to get into the dark and just try printing something. So I took some of the old Orvo paper and my negative and did a test strip with 20-second increments. So I had 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100 seconds projected onto the paper, and then threw it in the developer, which was Rodinol 1 to 25 dilution for about 2 minutes. And lo and behold, an image actually came out on my first try, which was quite surprising to me. The 100 seconds is very dark, so I had to back it down and did another test strip with 5 to 25 seconds in 5-second increments and settled on a exposure time of around 20 seconds. And then I also did another 5 seconds shading off the station itself so that the sky would get a little bit darker. Those were my first three prints, and I was actually pretty amazed that anything came out at all. And they don't look too bad. The Orvo paper has a nice kind of glossy finish. It's a resin-coated paper. It doesn't dry very flat, so it's very wavy, but nice glossy finish and good contrast. And all in all, for the first test, they look pretty darn good. My next test was with the Agfa paper, and I had a bit more problem with that one. It came out much darker on my first test strip, so I did another one as well, and then tried a couple of straight prints, but they all ended up pretty dark. The matte, the Agfa paper is a bit more of a matte finish, I guess semi-gloss, and in general much less contrasty. It's a much softer paper, so everything is very, very muddy. I wasn't particularly happy with the results from that one. And then for a third test, I tried some of the Ilford paper and did a couple of test strips with that as well, and then did one print. But it was, I think it was around 2 o'clock in the morning by then, so I called it a night and headed to bed. So I actually got some images on my first attempts, and I was quite happy about that. I will set up a little page on my website so that you can actually see what it is that I'm talking about, and I will put a link in the mail I send to Graham, and hopefully he'll put that in the show notes. If not, it's jmm-photos.com, photos with PH, and I'm thinking of calling it test strips or something like that. So you should be able to find that even if there is no show note. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this, and I will record more when I do my next session. Bye-bye.